worried? I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. President Trump telling reporters again he's done nothing inappropriate during another round of questions about a phone call with Ukraine's leader, reportedly urging an investigation of Joe Biden's son over business dealings in Ukraine.
The one who's got the problem is Biden. As you look at what Biden did, what they would like to have me do, except for one problem. I didn't do it.
Referring to allegations that Biden, as vice president, pressured a prosecutor in Ukraine to stop investigating his son and an energy company. Democrats in Congress are demanding to see a whistleblower's complaint about President Trump's phone call. The White House says it's considering releasing a transcript of the call, but is concerned that might set a dangerous precedent. The president's comments came this morning as he arrived at the UN, where he spent some time at a climate summit. Fox's Gernal Scott has more live.
Lisa, climate change is a focus of this 74th UN General Assembly. President Trump, seen as a climate change skeptic, said the world should minimize its effects.
I'm a big believer in clean air and clean water, and all countries should get together and do that, and they should do it for themselves.
Teenage climate activist Greta Thunberg of Sweden asked assembled nations why it's taking so long to act.
How dare you continue to look away and come here saying that you're doing enough?
She says current leaders are wrong for asking young people like her to solve climate issues around the world, Lisa.
Thanks, Gernal. Meantime, President Trump calling for protection of religious liberty around the world. He was the keynote speaker at a religious freedom event. And on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly today alone, he has scheduled meetings or pull-asides with a half dozen other world leaders. On Wall Street, stocks are slightly higher. The Dow right now is up 20 points. America is listening to Fox News.
Pros, for the supplies you need and savings you can count on, start with Lowe's. Because at Lowe's, you can save 10% every day when you buy 7/16 OSB in bulk. No matter what size the job, you'll find the quantities you need in stock. Plus, we have pro loaders ready to load you up so you can get back to the job site. For more savings, pick up a new Bosch Bulldog cordless rotary hammer for $249 and get a free Bosch Core 18-volt battery or a free Bosch dust collector. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Bosch offer valid through 10/31 U.S. only.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money. Oh, 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 oh. Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Presidential hopeful Elizabeth Warren surging into the lead in Iowa in a new poll less than 5 months away from the first votes in the 2020 race.
Senator Warren has 22% support of Iowa Democrats, according to a Des Moines Register CNN MediaCom poll. Former Vice President Joe Biden is in second place with 20% support. Support for Senator Bernie Sanders is down sharply at 11%. No other candidate breaks double digits. This is the first time Warren has topped the Iowa poll. The Iowa caucuses are scheduled to take place in early February. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
Warren is downplaying the results, saying she remains focused on her message. Afghan officials are blaming the Taliban and Al-Qaeda for civilian casualties, accusing them of using people as human shields. This after anti-Taliban raids by Afghan forces backed by U.S. airstrikes killed at least 40 civilians attending a wedding party in an area where officials say the Afghan president had urged caution, warning of military operations. The Afghan Defense Ministry says 22 Taliban fighters were killed and 14 arrested. Warnings posted for U.S. territories in the Caribbean ahead of more tropical weather.
Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands are now under a tropical storm warning, expecting to feel impacts from Tropical Storm Karen. The cyclone is about 180 miles west of St. Vincent, but those high winds and heavy rain could start affecting areas inside the warning zone in 36 hours. A half a foot of rain will fall on Puerto Rico. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Jerry prompts a storm watch for Bermuda, and a new tropical depression forming last night off the African coast is moving west, and it will become a hurricane this week. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Again, stocks are higher, but the Dow still just under 27K. Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
time is running out. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
My lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local Now. Good to have you with us. Monday is always fun because we get to have Victor Jakes in studio. He is the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and he joins us in studio. You wrote over the weekend about a new book that's out relative to Parkland, Florida, and the gun tragedy there. And you draw a connection between the policies down there and the policies in the Clark County School District relative to problem children, problem students. Talk a little bit about what you mean.
Yeah, the one of the people who died there, her name was Meadow Pollock, and her father obviously was devastated by the shooting and the tragedy. And he started to investigate, you know, why was the shooter so involved in the high school? You know, what happened? And what he found is, you know, this wasn't a case of, oh, no one knew this was a bad kid. And boy, this was so surprising. It was everyone knew this was a bad kid. And he had been in trouble since junior high. I mean, he had made death threats. He had made violent threats. He had sexually harassed other students. But the school district there, the Broward County Schools, which is part of Stoneman Douglas is part of that, they had instituted this thing called restorative justice. And what that is instead of using suspensions or expulsions, or in this case, you know, sending them into an alternative school, they use things like healing circles. You know, and this sounds like a joke, right? Like, wow, this kid's making death threats. This kid's, you know, sexually harassing other students. And it sounds like a conservative parody of liberal ideas to say, well, we're going to get in a circle and we're going to talk about it. Or it's the teacher's fault and they've got to figure out what to do with this kid. But that really is the policy. That really is what this idea of restorative justice is. It's not that you punish. You don't have punitive punishments like suspensions or expulsions. You have things like this, like healing circles and strategies for the teachers to overcome stuff. And in some instances, that may be fine. But when you have a kid like this, they should not be in a regular school. And he was actually, so in Broward County, you could get 4 misdemeanors a year before they would report you to police. 4 misdemeanors a year before they report you to police. And so this is why he was able to buy his AR-15 style weapon, because he didn't have a criminal record. Not that he hadn't done things that were criminal, but the school district was shielding him. And so anyway, the reason that Andrew Pollock, Meadow's father, wrote this book is he wants to warn parents that this approach to discipline has swept the nation, and it did under the Obama administration. And unfortunately, it's right here in the Clark County School District, where the way they measure student safety is not how many acts of violence are occurring at school. They measure student safety. Their goals for student safety are reducing the number of suspensions and expulsions and reducing the disparity between white and Asian kids and African American and Hispanic kids.
Let me just ask you, though. It seems as if, you know, because school district people, they always act with horror and surprise when they see gun violence or any kind of violence or bullying and things like that. How do they expect it to end if they're not willing to weed these people out, isolate them if you have to, and prevent them from doing bad stuff to the other students?
Well, I wish I knew the answer. I mean, what their contention is that basically there is racism inherent in the system. It's implicit bias, that the reason that you have so many African-American students, especially African-American males, being suspended or getting expulsions is because of bias. And so basically what they're saying is that the 18,000 teachers in the Clark County School District are racist. The administrators are racist, which is insane. I mean, that is a horrible, horrible thing to imply about teachers without evidence. The only evidence they say is, well, there's a disparity in discipline. Therefore, there must be bias. Well, maybe there's a disparity in how children are acting. And maybe you can explain that disparity because of things like family income or because of things like single parenthood, both of which, you know, you've got lower family income on average in the African-American community. You've got more single parenthood on average in the African-American community. Now, if you adjust for those factors, you're going to see that disparity drop. But under the Obama administration and adopted by the Clark County School District Administration, they're looking only at one factor, skin color. And they're saying if there's any sort of difference there in the percentage of African-American kids who are being suspended, then it's obviously racism, and not looking at these other factors that make up children.
So how close are we here in Clark County to what they have in Parkland, Florida? I mean, is it identical? Is it relatively close? Is it in the same ballpark, in the same area code? How close are we to what they're what they've been doing in Parkland?
I don't think it's as it's not as lenient, because there are certain offenses here by state law that will just get you automatically suspended, automatic expulsions, and the school police are here. But the idea, the principle of, well, we don't want to suspend people. And so this actually started before JARA. Unfortunately, he's been continuing it, but they started in 2013. And so from 2013 to 2017, expulsions, went down by almost 70%, and violence went up by 50%. And it's like, huh, I wonder if those two things had any sort of relationship.
Is there a correlation somewhere there? That's true, though?
Yeah, that's state statistics, school district statistics. I mean, you see it. As the expulsions drop, as the suspensions drop, the discipline problems increase. And it makes sense, right? Because students are at the schools, and they're realizing, wow, this kid is getting away with terrible things, and he's still here. Well, forget it. I'm going to do terrible things.
Why aren't parents, well, let me go a step further. Why aren't parents and teachers outraged about this? Is it a matter of they don't, I mean, until we read your column, people probably didn't know. And especially that whole notion that with less suspension comes more violence. The teachers have to deal with this on a five-day-a-week basis. My question is, why aren't they outraged? Why aren't they raising a ruckus? And more importantly, what about the parents?
Yeah, no, I think it's, I don't know if it's something where, you know, people kind of have a sense of, well, this is bad, but there's not the context of, well, what happened? I mean, the district doesn't go out and say, oh, hey, by the way, all the teachers are racist, so we have to get rid of suspensions. I mean, that's clearly the message that they're sending with their actions. That's clearly their belief, but it's not something that they advertise. And so I think part of it also is the union. I mean, the union is kind of the de facto voice for teachers, and they certainly aren't raising a ruckus about this, which I think is, I mean, really a shame, because this is making it harder for teachers. And I think
it's not just making it harder for teachers; it's making it more dangerous to be in a classroom.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Violence to school personnel is up, not just violence to other students. And I think part of it too is you know, if you look at something like this, and if you go to a high school in Summerlin, right, this idea of we can have a healing circle. It's actually, I mean, it's laughable, it's crazy, but it's actually probably going to work just because the culture of the school is so strong. They're not just not going to allow bad behavior. But if you go to a school where there's a lot of single parenthood, the incomes are much lower, you don't have just that base of, well, yeah, everyone's going to read here. You know, everyone's going to do the schoolwork. We have to respect our teachers. And so I think that's where you see the greatest impacts of it. And those parents are the parents who, you know, more likely to be single parents. So they've got less time because they're just trying to put food on the table. And so I think, you know, a lot of the impacts of it are being hidden in those more vulnerable communities. Whereas if this was happening at Green Valley, I mean, it would be over. Everyone would be out in arms about it.
More with Victor Jakes. We'll talk more about this. We'll also talk about the president who's in more hot water relative to Joe Biden. But somehow Joe Biden is like getting away scot-free on this thing. There's this whole deal of the whistleblower. We'll talk about that. And a whole lot more coming up live and local now. For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. To learn more, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports a balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by committee to elect Sam Peters.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battleborn Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
By the way, last Tuesday we talked with Tommy White, the business manager for Laborers Union 872, and he played for us a clip, a hot mic clip from a Steve Sebelius interview, and it was comical, but it was one of those typical hot mic things. Explain what it was.
Oh, with Steve was interviewing Representative Horsford, and anyway, they were mentioning something about the teacher strike, about John Velardita, the president of the teachers union, being crazy. And I don't remember which one of them said it. I think it was Sebelius said, "Well, the only one crazier is Tommy White with the laborers union."
And then Horsford agreed.
Yeah. High praise.
So. You always got to watch those hot mics. And as a guy that works in front of a microphone for 3 hours every day, you got to be careful of it.
Well, it's just funny because it's true, right? It's almost a compliment, and the
it's a badge of honor. Almost.
A badge of honor. I mean, the ironic thing is that they've both been kind of rewarded for being bad boys of organized labor. I mean, I. Not a fan of John Velardita, but I mean, you have to admit that his approach has been successful. That he got a greater contract. I mean, the school district can't afford it, granted, but his job is to get as much money for teachers as he can, and he certainly did that. And breaking the rules and threatening an illegal strike worked out great because no one was willing to stand up. And obviously, Tommy White's been very politically involved and been willing to not just toe the Democrat Party line, but to fight for his members, and I think it's paying off for him.
I want to ask you, because the president, believe it or not, the president is in New York at this hour at the UN. There's a big controversy that's following him around, and it's that whole whistleblower thing, and the fact that the Biden family may be in some serious difficulty. First of all, is the fake news media protecting Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, his son?
Well, I just I don't know if we know. I mean, I think that's the question, right? Is there's two questions. Is did Biden, when he was vice president, inappropriately pressure Ukraine to fire this prosecutor for corruption, which seemed like prosecutor was corrupt, but the prosecutor was also digging into Biden's son, who was sitting on a board of an energy company. And so, did Biden inappropriately use his relationship there to benefit his son? I mean, I think that's a good question. Now, the wrong way to go about finding the answer is to go to Ukraine and say, "Hey, I got this money," and you're not getting it unless you investigate. And the thing is I just don't think we know. I don't think we know what Trump said. I don't think we know. We don't know what happened. And so, if you want to, I just think the danger in speculation is just that is we're speculating, right? I mean, the media just did this for 2 years with Russia, where, oh my word, Putin won the election. Trump is working for Putin, and then we find out, well, no, actually, he's not working for Putin at all. And even the Democrats, hope and savior Robert Mueller, didn't find any evidence of that.
But it goes to the issue of the media making assumptions about things they know nothing about, that there isn't information on. And so there's this information void, and all of a sudden it's like, well, the media starts making assumptions on things that they don't have, they have no facts about.
Yeah, I think it's very concerning. I mean, I think we don't know. We do know that, you know, Democrats and the media spent 2 years building up the Russia thing, and that was a complete dud. I mean, a complete and utter dud. And so, you know, I think the approach that we should take is, let's see what happened. That's it. Let's see what happened. We don't know what happened. Let's wait until we find out. And I think I read over the weekend that the whistleblower had heard it secondhand, which, hey, by the way, that's really concerning, right? Like, someone hearing something secondhand, that's called hearsay, and that's not a good standard. That's not a good standard to basically accuse someone of committing what would be a very high crime. If you're saying, oh, I'm not giving you aid unless you look up dirt on my political opponent, that would not be appropriate.
Victor Jake's joining us, 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. The next Democrat debate coming up October 15, we know that Bill de Blasio is out. We know that others may be dropping out. Fundraising numbers are in, and we don't know how it's going to come out. But the one thing we do know is that there is movement atop the race, and that Joe Biden, if not fading, is certainly taking on water. Is this whole whistleblower thing eventually going to touch him? I mean, is this whistleblower thing going to end up impacting him?
You know, it's going to be really interesting to see how aggressive the other Democrats are with it, because, you know, this is Trump's great hope, right, is that it's going to rebound and hit Biden. And so do Democrats, you know, participate in that and say, look, this is our chance to get him out of the race? You know, maybe Bernie sees this as his opportunity to go on the, you know, go on the offense and pick up some votes. It certainly could. I think it's a dangerous proposition because it does look bad. And for the same reason it looks bad for Trump, it looks bad for Biden. And I think you are going to see some Democrats start taking a swing at it, even if it's just an electability swing of, well, look, Trump's just going to drag your name through the mud with this and you're not going to be electable. Well, if Biden's not electable, no one's voting for him. So there's a real danger there.
Is that still the number one thing for Democrat voters?
I think electability. So. I mean, I think that's, you know,
getting rid of Trump.
They want to get rid of Trump. I mean, certainly Biden's the best bet to do that. I mean, the danger with Warren is she's the most beatable, but she's also the most radical in a kind of a smart way. I mean, Bernie's radical, but, you know, he's so crazy. It's hard to think that he would, you know, just have the patience and the legislative knowledge to get stuff through, where I think Warren is very dangerous. If she was ever to be president, in terms of advancing the left agenda, so there's danger there, and it's gonna be really interesting. I mean, even the last debate was very boring. You know, they didn't really take the shots at each other that you would have thought they would have, and so it'll be interesting if this is the debate where the gloves finally come off.
We will find out. Victor, always good. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you. It's great.
You have a good one. We'll talk to you again next Monday. That's Victor Jakes, 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now.
Fox Business Network stocks are slightly higher in afternoon trading, led by tech companies and makers of household products. And Nissan will be forking over $15 million, and its former chair, Carlos Ghosn, is paying $1 million to settle federal regulators' civil fraud charges of his hiding from investors more than $140 million in compensation and retirement benefits. And Apple is on track to fulfill its commitment to invest $350 billion in the U.S. economy by 2023. And as part of its pledge, the company will be manufacturing the Mac Mac Pro desktop computer in Austin, Texas, which is the only Apple computer to be assembled in the States. Most of Apple's products, including the iPhone, are put together in China and are facing tariff threats. The move comes several days after U.S. trade officials approved exemptions that allow Apple to import critical Mac Pro parts from China without them being subject to tariffs. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hilary Barsky.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump at the United Nations says more must be done to protect religious freedom around the world.
Today, with one clear voice, the United States of America calls upon the nations of the world to end religious persecution.
He meets with several world leaders this afternoon and addresses the UN General Assembly tomorrow. Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer is demanding an investigation into President Trump's conversation with Ukraine's president and why military aid was withheld.
White House spokeswoman Stephanie Grisham on Fox and Friends defending the president's call in July with the newly elected Ukrainian president, in which he suggested that Ukraine investigate Joe Biden and his son, Hunter.
The president made it very clear he did absolutely nothing wrong.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi hinting at impeachment over the White House's refusal to turn a whistleblower's complaint over to Congress.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. America's listening to Fox News.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else? They're on Fox Nation. So go to FoxNation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
Shepard Smith. There's so many streams of information coming. Some are designed to distract you and to mislead you. When news is breaking, you have to slow down. We have to begin with what's most important. I'm here to find out what happened, to report it without fear or favor, in context and perspective, and to be honest, brutally honest, about every bit of it. We work endless hours to make sure that when we deliver it to you as fact, it's a fact.
Shepard Smith on Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
Just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Oh,
Okay, okay. We're not going to spend a lot of time on this story, but it was a major part of what went on yesterday on the Sunday shows. And you know what the agreement that we have on this show. We allow you, we encourage you to do what you want to do on Sunday morning so that you don't have to be watching the Sunday shows. If you want to go out and play a round of golf, get up early while the weather's nice, or play tennis, or go to church, or go to brunch, any of that stuff, fair game. And the agreement is that you do what you want to do on Sunday morning, and we will take care of the Sunday shows. And if there's anything noteworthy, we will bring it to you. For instance, Rudy Giuliani. Let's go to cut two. He clarified on Fox News Sunday, and he was grilled pretty hard by John Roberts, who was filling in. But cut two is Rudy Giuliani clarifying the Trump, you know, the trip to the Ukraine, which is what Rudy Giuliani did to investigate the Bidens. This is cut two. This is Rudy Giuliani, Fox News Sunday yesterday with John Roberts.
When Biden got the prosecutor fired, the new prosecutor who Biden approved, you don't get to approve a prosecutor in a foreign country unless something fishy is going on. The new prosecutor dropped the case, not just on Biden's kid and the crooked company that Biden's kid worked for, Burisma. That was done as a matter of record in October of 2016 after the guy got tanked. He also dropped the case on George Soros' company called Antac. Antac is the company where there's documentary evidence that they were producing false information about Trump, about Biden. Fusion GPS was there. Go back and listen to Nelly Orr's testimony. Nelly Orr says that there was a lot of contact between Democrats and the Ukraine. Well, I have all the contacts. And John, when the rest of this comes out and we look at China, and the $1.5 billion that the Biden family took out of China while that guy was negotiating for us, this will be a lot bigger than Spiro Agnew. So, they have fallen into a trap.
So you went over there to investigate alleged Ukrainian interference in the 2016 election.
That, I can't defend a
crime. All right, so when did this morph into an investigation of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden? And is it appropriate for you as a representative of the president to be going to Ukraine and finding dirt on Joe Biden and or his son to use politically in 2020?
Well, that's the way you characterize it. It's certainly appropriate.
That's the way it appears to line up.
No, it doesn't.
You went there
that's
for
the
one
way,
thing, you found out
way,
something else,
that
and that's what you've been
the
digging on since.
Pro-Biden media lines it up. This began with someone coming to me saying, this information can clear your client about the corruption in Ukraine between Ukraine, the Democratic Party, the ambassador, and the FBI agent who investigated
but then morphs into Biden.
Inextricably combined, because Biden had the guy fired, Shokin. By the way, his statement's on record. The lazy press could go read it. Don't have to listen to me. There are three videotapes of prosecutors on record, available on here, that nobody has covered for 5 months because this town protects Joe Biden. His family has been taking money from his public office for years. $1.5 billion from China, when our vice president is supposed to be impartially and independently negotiating for us, and the kid, he takes him on Air Force Two to China.
That was in 2013.
And the kid, unfortunately, is a drug addict. China didn't give $1.5 billion to his kid, Biden's kid, a recovering drug addict, Kerry's stepson, and Whitey Bulger's nephew. Ladies and gentlemen, go look at what the press has been covering up on you.
I just the more I think about this, I know that Democrats are trying to make this all about Trump. But this is about to become all about Biden. Joe Biden, his son, Hunter. And I've been hearing about this for months now. That there is a dirty scheme that is out there, led by the former vice president, with his son, Hunter Biden. And that this thing is eventually going to blow up in Biden's face. Now, the other 2020 Democrat presidential wannabes
are probably hoping it does blow up in Joe Biden's face. But it can't be good news. But everybody and their brother on the Democrat side is weighing in against the president. Any surprise there, folks? John Kerry, former Secretary of State, was on with, who was this? This was Martha Raddatz on This Week with George Stephanopoulos, talking about this trip that Giuliani took to Ukraine. And I want you to listen to John Kerry. Does he have an axe to grind or what?
The Secretary of State seemed to be supporting on this program what Rudy Giuliani, the president's personal attorney, is doing in terms of calling for an investigation into Joe Biden.
Well, first of all, it is entirely inappropriate for the president's personal attorney to be involved in another country trying to find dirt on a presidential candidate, number one. Number two, what President Trump has done is an abuse, if he has done it. And the way to prove whether he's done it or not is release the transcript of that conversation. That's how you get to the bottom of this. But there's just a, you know, for the president of the United States to be leveraging American foreign policy, hawking it, yeah, extorting the leader of another country, if that's what has happened, is unprecedented. And the last time a president did that, Richard Nixon, the Republican Party stood up and held him accountable for the abuse of power. This Republican Party today is running for cover and actually inadvertently supporting a cover-up if what is alleged is true. The only way to get at it is release the transcript, let everybody see what the president said. And if he leveraged American foreign policy and foreign aid to get a president of another country to be the opposition research arm of his campaign, that is a fundamental, profound, and deeply disturbing abuse of power.
That's the former Secretary of State, John Kerry. Boy, he would love to be in the White House. He would love. He would give up his first and second born. Now he would. To be president of the United States, he could taste it. But it wasn't going to happen. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out, 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, a guy you've heard on this show a number of times, he testified last week before the House Judiciary Committee, and he made a statement that I'm not surprised at, but a lot of the media, a lot of the fake news media are just, they're agog about this. And that is the statement made by Corey Lewandowski to the House Judiciary Committee, where he said, you know, I'm not going to lie to the to Robert Mueller or to committees in Congress, but I will lie to the fake news media, because they lie back to me. And all of a sudden, people are, you know, coming unglued. This is a guy, by the way, that is probably going to be the Republican nominee for a U.S. Senate seat in New Hampshire. Don't think some of that footage isn't going to be used by his opponents, Democrat and Republicans. But I'm going to let you hear in his own words what Corey Lewandowski said to Howie Kurtz over the weekend. This is great stuff. My name is Kevin Wall. The program is Live and Local Now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies.
And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
At its heart, free markets are about opportunity. I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. Advancing freedom, empowering individuals with opportunity, well, that's at the core of Nevada Policy's mission. It's the reason our organization exists. We believe individuals who work hard, take risks, and are dedicated to building a future for their family, they deserve the opportunity to pursue their dreams without politicians and government getting in the way. And you know what? We're not alone. Nevadans from all walks of life partner with us to promote the kind of free market solutions that maximize opportunities for individuals. Together, we work to preserve and expand the kind of freedom that has made Nevada such an amazing place to live. Now, more than ever, we're taking this message to a more diverse audience, letting more Nevadans than ever before know exactly how we're working to keep this state free and prosperous for them. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more and to support our important work today. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is brought to you by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
This coming Tuesday is National Voter Registration Day. We need volunteers to help register Republican voters next Tuesday on the University of Nevada, Las Vegas campus. For further details, go to ClarkCountyRepublicans.org. Help save our beautiful state. Please join the fight. Volunteer to register voters this coming Tuesday, September 24th. Details at ClarkCountyRepublicans.org.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's Live and Local Now. Good to have you with us for a Monday. Coming up, Jane Adams will join us from the Clark County Republicans. It's called the Clark County Republicans, not to be confused with the Clark County Republican Party. But they are organizing voter registration tomorrow at UNLV on the National Day of Voter Registration. This is going to be a great opportunity for Republicans all across the state. And I know that there are parties and there are candidates and all kinds of folks that are lining up to get people registered. It's going to be how we take this state back. At least it's one of the ways. We'll talk about that as we go along. But I will say this. It'll be interesting to see how the numbers change after this National Day of voter registration, and it's going on all over the country. For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great, smooth taste of real water. I also love the convenience and the cost savings of their home delivery service.
Well, Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Try it with your coffee, your tea, or your juice. I love it with my OJ, with my orange juice. Now, to learn more, just go to KevinWallRadio.com. That's my website. KevinWall Radio, run it all together.com. That's KevinWallRadio.com. Click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Take you to all the information you need. Now you can get Real Water anytime, any place on the go. Whether you have a Real Water distributor in your community or not, this is a great opportunity. Real Water Concentrate, really good. I promised I'd let you hear Corey Lewandowski. This is Corey Lewandowski. He is the former campaign manager for Donald J. Trump, the candidate. He is a part of the 2020 reelect. And he was on with Howie Kurtz explaining how, before the House Judiciary Committee, the revelation that he won't lie to a committee, but he will lie to the media. Listen to this. This was with, this is a cut number four. And this is Corey Lewandowski with Howie Kurtz.
I do think it's fair to remind people, you know, I was a private citizen. I offered to come to that congressional hearing without a subpoena. They chose to subpoena me anyways. The hearing was supposed to start at 10. It started at 1 o'clock. I accommodated them in every opportunity I could.
Well, I've interviewed you many times on this program. Well, you're certainly adept at spinning, but you've never misled me. But do you regret, in the heat of the moment, making this declaration that you feel like you need to tell the truth under oath, but not to journalists?
Howie, I regret the fact that I should have probably explained it better, and specifically as it related to my tenure in front of the special counsel. Mm-hmm. But I did that out of respect for the special counsel and the investigative process and at the advice of counsel so that we didn't spend countless hours answering these questions in the public while the investigation continued.
You really got into it the next day with CNN's Allison Camerota, who said, "Are you lying to me now?" And then let's take a look at part of that exchange.
Corey, if you want to ask the questions, you can become a journalist yourself.
Are you a journalist or are you not? I mean, is that what you are? Are you a journalist or you're a talking head? Which one? Because I'm happy to answer your questions if they're honest and truthful.
You're listening with your mouth.
What was your takeaway from that interview?
You know, Howie, the first words out of Allison's mouth during that interview were, "Mr. Lewandowski, you refuse to answer the majority of the committee's questions." That's a factual inaccuracy. And if you want to be a political pundit and claim that, then that's fine. But don't pretend to be a journalist and then start with factual inaccuracies right off the bat. And moreover, don't try and hold me to a standard that the CNN employees and contributors aren't held to. They employ Andy McCabe, who we know unequivocally by Inspector General Horowitz lied at least three times under oath, has a criminal referral pending against him, and is waiting for the grand jury in Washington, D.C. to indict him. And they don't disclose that information before he comes on television. So as a guest on a television show, they are trying to hold me to a different standard than their own employees, and I think they're ashamed of it, and that's why they didn't want to talk about it.
Corey Lewandowski is going to be a tremendous candidate for the U.S. Senate. I hope he runs. He has not announced, but the word is the president wants him to run, and my guess is he will run. Now, he's also going to be helping to coordinate the 2020 reelect. So I don't know if there will be a conflict there or not. I want to open up our phone lines. I'm only going to do it for a couple of minutes because I don't want to get into this extensively. But I want to find out if Corey Lewandowski's explanation is okay by you. And he was not as artful as he could have been before the House Judiciary Committee. I want to find out from you, is it okay to lie to the media? The fake news media. It's one thing to raise your hand, put your other hand on a Bible, and essentially lie and break an oath. I think most of us agree that that is bad. Because you can end up in jail as a result of it. But what about the fake news media? Is that different? Should there be a difference And I'm going to open up our phone lines right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. By the way, you want to follow me on Twitter, at Kevin Wall Radio. I want to find out from you if you believe that there should be a difference. Is there a difference between lying to a congressional committee or to the Robert Mueller investigative team under oath and lying to the New York Times or to MSNBC or CNN? Breaking news. I want to find out if there is a difference. Now, you may say, personally, there is a difference. I mean, it's your honor. It's your word. Your word is your bond, and blah, 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 blah. I get that. But I'm going to be honest with you. The fake news media lies to us each and every day. And now they're, now they've got they're a little upset. Let's just leave it at that. I was thinking of something a little more colorful, and I thought, no, on a family radio station, maybe no. But is it possible that what Corey Lewandowski is saying is exactly right? That it is okay to lie to the media. Now, the one thing the media will eventually do is start calling you out on this. And if you make false statements to them, they will next time you have them on, they'll say, remember back 3 weeks ago, you said such and such. It turned out that wasn't true. Were you lying? And then the Allison Camerota thing from the weekend, where you know, she asks, are you lying now? Were you lying then before the committee? Are you lying to me right now? You're gonna end up enduring some of that. But the fake news media has lied to us, and they do it every day of the week. Now, with this whistleblower thing, they're trying to pin something on the president, and they don't even know what's in this document. They don't even know what's on the phone call. They don't know. That's what's so amazing about this. That you've got members of the fake news media that with no solid evidence. And it turns out that the whistleblower heard this thing secondhand. Not firsthand, secondhand. This is the same thing that happened in Russian collusion. Remember that? There was Russian collusion. And for 2 years and $30 or $40 million, we danced around this whole Russian collusion thing. And then what did Robert Mueller find out? There was no Russian collusion. None. Zero. Nada. As to, the whole notion of obstruction of justice, the jury is still out on that, I guess. Now they're looking at the emoluments clause and all kinds of other strange, obscure things that haven't been prosecuted in 30 years. Anyway, we'll talk about that and more coming up. Also, Jane Addams will join us from the Clark County Republicans. Not the Clark County Republican Party, the Clark County Republicans. We'll find out about an effort next Tuesday to do voter reg at UNLV. That's going to the belly of the beast. We'll do that and more coming up, live and local, now.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports a balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by Committee to Elect Sam Peters. This coming Tuesday is National Voter Registration Day, and we need volunteers to help register Republican voters. Next Tuesday, on the University of Nevada, Las Vegas campus. For further details, go to clarkcountyrepublicans.org. Help save our beautiful state. Please, join the fight. Volunteer to register voters this coming Tuesday, September 24th. Details at clarkcountyrepublicans.org.
KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.